This week on Pet Tips, we're going to talk about allergies. Allergies are extremely common in pets and are the number one reason that dogs are brought into the vet. The main types of allergies we deal with in dogs and cats are flea allergies, food allergies, and environmental or seasonal inhalant allergies. Signs that your pet might have allergies include frequent scratching, licking, or chewing, especially of the paws, groin, or tail area, hives or rashes, and skin and ear infections, especially chronic or recurrent infections. The good news is that there are some simple things that you can do at home to help your pet deal with allergies. Number one, year-round flea control. This cannot be overstated. Even if your pet does not have evidence of fleas, we know that any animal that goes outside in this area is at least getting flea bites. And keep in mind, only 5% of that flea population lives on your pet. The other 95% is in your carpet, pet beds, blankets, and your yard, so prevention is key. Number two, antihistamines like Claritin or Zyrtec on a daily basis may help with inhalant allergies. Number three, omega-3 fatty acid supplements like fish oil can improve coat luster and help with itchy skin. Number four, a trial with a hypoallergenic diet may be the next step if flea allergies have been ruled out. The thing to remember is that with allergies, we are not looking for a cure. Our goal is to keep the allergy under control and to keep your pet comfortable. The key to success is to work with your vet to come up with a long-term maintenance plan. This is Dr. Joel Kahn from Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. I'll be back next week with more pet tips. For more information, visit us online at pismobeachvet.com or come see us at 990 Price Street, Pismo Beach. We're open 7 days a week.